It's a beautiful Monday morning, and it's time to go. We're here, we up, we made it through another weekend. Glory be to God. I'm just so happy for it. Aha. Good morning. Welcome to the show. I'm AJC, and I'm here to see you through the day. I want to welcome you. I'm the Common Sense Christian. We're going to have a good time today. I say every Monday, I'm just so overwhelmed because of the simple fact that we made it through another weekend. We made it through the weekend. I mean, I don't care what was the issue, what was the situation. We made it to another Monday, and God is, so that means God is blessing us already. So, today. Today I woke up and I said, God, here we go. We're about to get into this thing. And I said, Lord, I said, you've been doing so much for so many of us. And then others, it seemed like they just been having so many problems getting things going. You know, I was so thankful that during the pandemic, how things, and I hate to say it in a negative way, but how blessed we were that we made it through the pandemic. See, some people didn't even make it through the pandemic. Some people didn't make it through. And that's the thing that you got to be thankful for. God allowed you to come through the pandemic by so far. And that in itself is an awesome thing. That in itself is something that we ought to be proud of. Now, God said to me, he said, listen, son. He said, you're going to do what you got to do, and I know you're going to do what you got to do, but I need you to understand that as we go forth into this land and doing the things that we do, that you have to be sure about how you're doing things. You know, a lot of times we wake up in the morning and we forget about all the things that happened to us over the weekend. We forget about all the stuff that has taken place in our lives, all the stuff that has been happening. We forget about it. So sometimes we have a tendency to say, you know, we have that mentality that I made it, I'm strong, I can do it all. But don't you know, it's always that person that shows the most resilience, who has the most favor. And what I mean by that is the Bible tells us that be not weary in your well-doing. That means don't get tired in your well-doing. I know it seems like it's a long way. I know it seems like it's a long trip. I know it seems like it's a hard time. But be not weary in your well-doing. The real change, enduring change, happens one step at a time. You've been going through a lot. You've been seeing people go through. You've been fighting tooth and nail to do what you're supposed to do to be right. And it seems like things just keep happening to you. Just keep making you, just keep angering you and frustrating you. But God is saying to you today that it's okay. You're going to get double for your trouble. That all the things that you went through, all the stuff that you thought was there, just there to hurt you, they're not. They're there to help you. They're there to make you greater. They're there to help you get further than you ever did before. We have a tendency to forget that God is already working things out in the background. We don't see it. We don't understand it. But God is already doing it. God is already making it happen. He's already pushing it through so that we can have it done. I look back as when I was growing up as a child, I see myself and how the sacrifices I made for just my children, just the sacrifices I made and the things I did just for my children. And I say, God, thank you. Thank you that I was able to make those sacrifices. Thank you that you did that I wasn't taken out and not able to do it. I thank God all the time because, you know, I listen to kids today. And they talk about this 9-to-5. They don't want to work 9-to-5. They don't want to work 9-to-5. They don't want to work 9-to-5. They don't make no money. And they don't want to work for somebody their whole life. And I've never had that mentality. I've never had the mentality that I didn't want to work for somebody in that aspect. You know, when I was young, I believed in putting in my work. I'm going to put my work in so I can get somewhere one day. I'm going to put my work in so I can get to where I need to be. I'm going to put my work in so things can change in my life. But you never understand that you get doubled for your trouble. When you go through things, when you're learning, you're understanding, when you go through those stuff later on in life, you're going to get doubled for your trouble. My grandmother was a simple person. She was set on love and family and things like that. And that was the premise that I grew up on, love, family, hard work to make a change. And I want to say to some of you people out here today, patience. And things that you're looking for is going to come to you. Be patient. Work your time. Do what you need to do and be patient. See, we want to jump from A to Z and forget the other 24 letters in the alphabet. You know, it's a learning curve. You know, when you was little, you learned that song, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Well, you learned that song, and while learning that song, it taught you your ABC. But it took you a while to learn that song. But once you had that song, you had your ABC. Now, some people, and it was me, in fact, I probably couldn't say them backwards, forward. But some people learned them even that good. But you started off learning that song. Learning that song was the basis for you to get to your completely your ABC. That's the same way life is. Finish the song. Learn the song. Change it around the way you want to. Then you can utilize that teaching the way you want to do it. Greta Swan, in 2010, she wrote a poem. The poem was singing a phrase to God. And it goes like this. Are you aware of the words that you use in the songs of praise that you sing? Do they convey your soul's inner joy? A thanksgiving offering for bring. Do they reveal the depths of your faith? Do you sing the words from your heart? Or do you just follow along with the crowd, ritualistically doing your part? I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. You can commit to that thought. Or all the to Jesus I surrender and think of the Beatles he fought. Be faithful and worship. Be wary of words. Don't promise what you can't fulfill. Sing of your love and praise to the Lord. See, we sing songs and we don't realize that, you know, with the kids running around, they sing all these rap songs and they listen to all these rap records and all this stuff. You don't realize the things that you're speaking forth are going into your spirit. And if you sing that song long enough, you get comfortable with it. If you sing that song long enough, it becomes part of you. Just like if you say certain words, they're a travesty to who you are. So you allow it. And then they have us out here that fight tirelessly for respect. We fight tirelessly to keep our children in line. We fight tirelessly to do certain things. And we still feel as though we're coming up short. We feel as though things just won't happen for us. But I want to tell you today that they will. Just as sure as there'll be another Monday, there'll be another day for you. So you'll have another chance to start. And today is the day you start. See, you can have double for your trouble. I know you've cried many nights. I've known you've had things on your shoulders. You've been angry. You've been fighting. You've been forced to do things you didn't want to do. But I'm trying to tell you right now that it's okay. Hang on in there. Keep pressing. Keep pushing the fight. Keep doing what you can. Don't give up right now. We got another Monday. We're starting off a new week. I don't know what happened to you this weekend. I don't know how things happened this weekend. But today you have another chance. Today you have a chance to be greater than you ever were before. To change things more than you ever could before. Today you have a chance to be a new you. You know, we're always talking about we want this in our life, and we want that in our life, and we're pressing towards this, and we're pressing towards that. And the Bible says, press towards the mark of the Most High calling, and all these other things that people tell us. But what people tell us don't have as much effect as what you tell yourself. What you tell yourself, when you wake up in the morning, when you go through the day, when you're talking to yourself, can you talk to yourself? You may not have a conversation, but in your mind, things are planned. Oh, that person cut me off, and you're mad about that, or they didn't even speak when they see me in the hallway, or whatever the case might be. But you talk to yourself. Now, that voice that's inside your mind, that voice that's inside your mind is the thing that's going into your spirit. What you got to understand is that when that voice is going into your mind, when that voice is going into your spirit, when that voice comes forth, that voice is really you talking to God. Because that's the person that's in you right now. You think it's just you listening to you, but God is hearing you. If you have a relationship with God, he's hearing you right now. He's hearing your pains. He's hearing your hurts. He's hearing your trials. He's hearing your trials. He's hearing you right now. So my point to you today is that he's going to pay you back for all the things you went through. He's going to pay you back for all the tears you cried, all the prayers you laid up, all the times you kept your mouth shut when you wanted to give somebody a piece of your mind. He's going to give you back for all the times people took something that you knew was yours. When somebody stole your idea, when they backstabbed you, he's going to pay you back for all that stuff. Oh, you got to know today that God is so good that he remembers and knows everything. He knows it all. He has it in the palm of his hand. And all we got to do is follow him. See, the Bible tells us, comfort, yes. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord hand, double for all her sins. Understand something. That God is looking at that person that hurt your feelings. God is looking at that person that did you wrong. God is looking at that person that told you you'd never make it. That person that told you you couldn't make it. That person that stole your girlfriend. That talked about you behind your back. God is already working out on your behalf. Before you turn around and you looking up, you got that movie star girlfriend in your life. Man, if I had to broke up with her, I would have never met you. And you happy about it. When the people at your job is beating your back down and you say, man, I can't take this anymore. One day you wake up and you got a better job where you feel comfortable at, where you feel at ease. And you say, man, if I'd have never got fired from that job, I wouldn't have this job. Thank God for this job. When your car keep breaking down on you and you mad, my car. And one day you got the car you wanted, and you say, Lord, thank you. You gave me a reliable car. I tell you, I'm so happy about him because he is constantly changing my mind. He's changing my outlook. He's changing my thought process. He's changing how I see things. People have this idea that it's supposed to happen today, but I want to tell you right now that it's already happening. God is giving you back all that the canker worm stole, all that was pulled away, all that you should have had in your young years. God is giving it back to you right now. You are a good person. You are worthy. You have paid the price. You have cried tears. You have taken care of your kids. You've taken care of your kids. You've taken care of your nieces, your nephews. You've given out of your heart. You paid tithes and offerings above and beyond what you had to pay. You've given love in every way you can think of. He knows it. He sees it. Now, what I need you to understand is that he's already working it out for you. See, a lot of times we say, God, do this and do that and do this and do that. But when you're asking for it, are you moving towards it when you're asking for it? See, I got big things I want from God. People may think I'm crazy, but I believe God, anything I ask him to do. And the crazy thing for me is the moment I ask him for it, I start moving in that direction. I start moving like he's doing it already. I start, you know, when I ask him for my house, I say, God, I need a house. I need a bigger house. I was tired of renting. I said, God, I need a house. I need a bigger house. I'm tired of renting. The moment I said, okay, it's time. You know what? I started looking for houses. I started looking for mortgages. I started looking for land. I started looking for what I wanted. I started looking for it. And then I said, okay, I started looking at how much I was willing to pay for it. And then I was looking at, okay, how much I have to have as a down payment for it. And I started saving and putting money away and calculating things and bringing things into a fulfillment. But waiting for God to show me the house. I did all the running around. Me and my wife, we must have seen, this is no exaggeration, we must have seen 15, 20 houses. I mean, every weekend we was going out with our realtor, seeing houses, just looking at houses, looking at houses, going walkthroughs and everything. And my wife had her mind focused on this one house, and it was a beautiful house, built brand new. Oh, it's a beautiful house. I mean, beautiful house. And I was like, I liked it, the house. It was okay. I liked it, the house. If we would have got that house, I would have got that house. But in the long run, we came up with a better deal. And with the better deal we got a lot more land, a lot more house for the amount of money we was putting out. I really think we came out on top. She don't like that house, because you know that's my wife. That women don't like what they like, and I can't be mad at it. So the next house we buy is definitely gonna be her house. But this house was a necessity. It was what we needed. And God gave it to us. But for all our trouble, for all our running around, for all the time, when we went to get the house we wanted, we got it. See, faith without works is dead. And faith is an action word. See, I put my faith in the action. Every time I go forward and I say, God, I want something, I immediately jump on that thing because I know he's going to show me how to move and how to get what I'm looking for. So I'm saying, okay, if I want 15 acres over there, God, show me where the acres at. Show me what I need to do to get to it. And I start moving. And some people might say, that's just good planning. And I said, yeah, but unless you set your mind on it and find it, then he can't give you something. He can't open the door for you until you start moving like you want it. And that's what I mean. You've been moving in your life. All your life, you can move everybody up, doing so much, working so hard, giving so much of yourself to your husband, your friends, everybody else. But God is going to pay you back and double for all the things you did. You got to know today that if you want to start taking trips with you and your husband, start planning them trips. Start looking them trips up. Let your husband know, look, bro, we got to do some trips. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of always being stuck in it. My wife would tell me in a minute. She would tell me in a minute, listen, we're going somewhere this weekend. In the store. Ain't no. And I love it. When I get up on that Saturday morning or Friday after work or whenever it is, I'm up, I'm dressed, we're going to get her coffee. From that point on, it is what it is. I remember days we went out and we just wanted to get out the house and we ended up all over the place. 2-3 hours, 4 hours later, we still on the road just driving because we spoke a thing. And when that thing came, and sometimes we just want to get out, get away. And I know you, if you're working every day, you're taking care of your kids, you want to get out sometimes. You just want to spend some time and relax. Enjoy your life. I tell God all the time, Lord, thank you. Thank you, because I need mine. I need my flowers now while I'm alive. Don't wait till I'm dead. Give my flowers while I'm alive. You know, people make all this money and never get a chance to truly enjoy the money they make. I say, I enjoy life. And I want you to enjoy life. I want you to wake up some days and just grab your significant other and jump in the car and take her somewhere. Get from around wherever you are and watch how much bigger things seem to you, how much better things seem to you. You know, we've been doing it a few years now, but it seemed like every time we go, we find something different. We always go in places where we really don't know where we're going, and we just start driving. And if we're out too long, we want to stop somewhere in a motel and stay overnight, we can do that. We want to You know, that's what life is. Life is enjoying every moment you can, however you can. And I thank God that he does just that. He allows us to enjoy him and all our duties. And I thank God that when we go, we speak in the word of God. We feed in each other within our spirit. You know, it's very rarely people get a chance to talk about anything other than just bills and kids and stuff. When we go, we talk about God. We get into each other's spirit. We encourage one another. We help each other. That's the love. So we connect. So we have that communion with one another. Because during the week, you're ministering to this one. You're ministering to that one. You're working 8 hours a day. You're trying to get to the gym. You're trying to do this. You're trying to cook food and all that. But on the weekends, we get up and we get out. And when we get out, I tell you, we go shopping, we walk. But we get away from regular life, that humdrum part of life. And we live in it right now. We live in that better life right now. And we're not millionaires. We haven't even conquered all the things we want to conquer as far as our dreams go. But we're living that better life now. And I'm telling you right now, whoever you are, wherever you are, it's time to start living that better life now. Don't wait till you retire. Don't wait till you get the extra money and win. Don't wait till you get a better car. Don't wait till you stop smoking or drinking. Don't wait. Live that better life. All you got to do is live for God, and that better life is going to come to you. It's hard to live a better life if you always have this drunk. or always high out your mind. What happens when you put that stuff away and you sit down with that person that you love so dearly? Y'all have a conversation to help one another. Have a conversation to say, you know, we need a change in our life. I'm 40 years old. I'm not, but you said, you know, you think to yourself, I'm 40, you might be 40 years old. You're drinking every weekend, every night you get home after work, and you're smoking every day you get up, a blunt here, blunt there, all your buddies is blunt now, and here blunt, there blunt, everywhere blunt, blunt. What time do you have to do something with this, to feed this, to fill your spirit up? God is so good, and he's going to pay you back. But you got to change right now. Father God, help us all. So as I say to you today, and as I say to you always, when you go out today, don't let the day be the same day as it was yesterday. Don't do the same thing you did yesterday. Make a change today. Let God into your life. Show him that you want something better, and he'll move with you. He won't move for you, but he'll move with you. He ain't going to do it all for you. You got to do some of the stuff yourself. But he will move for you. Anyway, it's Monday. You better put your big boy pants down, tighten up your jacket. Let's get out there and make a difference in this world. I'm AJC, and I want to thank you all for coming by. I want to thank you for visiting us, leaving all the love for us. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. And as always, be blessed in the Lord and stay right where you are, because he'll meet you right there. Be blessed.